Nanette Hayes, the heroine of two mystery novels, is a jazz saxophonist in her 20s who plays on the street. She's 5'10" and describes herself as more or less a Grace Jones lookalike in terms of coloring and body type. She's also the former second runner-up in the state spelling bee. We invited the author, Charlotte Carter, to talk with us about the series. Her first book, Rhode Island Red, was published in 1997. The new book, in which Nanette Hayes goes to Paris to track down her missing aunt, is called Coco Vin. There's two novels in the series so far. The first novel, Rhode Island Red, opens like this. Ask any Negro, they'll tell you, a woman does not play a saxophone, except for me. Now, of all the ways you could have started it, why is that the way you wanted to start the whole series?
I suppose to signal readers right away that I think Nan is singular. I wanted to point out her singularity. She's not reticent. She's probably not quite as tough as she thinks she is, but she's straightforward and likes to knock people off their feet a little, I think, if she can.
Well, you know, not only does your main character play jazz, she's a saxophonist, but every chapter is a song title.
Yes.
Songs like It Could Happen to You, I Didn't Know About You, Can't We Be Friends? Were you determined when you started writing novels to write the kind of novel that in which you could incorporate your love of jazz?
I suppose so, but that could be any kind of novel.
That's true, I guess. You know, here I'll tell you what I'm really wondering. I bet you've tried to play instruments, and perhaps found you were a better listener than player, as many of us have found. But it seems, you know, like writing about music through your fiction is a way to still kind of live within the music, even though you're not necessarily playing it.
Yes, precisely. It's also a way to testify to one's love and gratitude for all those musicians and what mm-hmm. they did, what mm-hmm. they accomplished. It's also a way to write about music without trying to ape music criticism, which can often be excruciating to read. But mostly, I try to make it a testament, I think, to the genius of all those people.
Yeah. Now, your character realizes that she's caught up in the music of the past, and that, you know, the music she listens to is kind of removed in some ways from her own generation.
Yes.
And I'm wondering if you have that feeling, too, and if that troubles you or not.
Oh, no question about it. You know, if you're a sentient being and really trying to keep yourself in the present, you have to slap your own wrist every time you complain about how bad things are today and things aren't like they used to be. Movies are terrible. You don't like rap music and so on. So one is continually trying to give a fair chance to new things that come along.
Now she hates rap music. She says, my hatred for rap music was so overwhelming that I had actually developed the ability to tune it out, to deny that it existed. What are your feelings about rap? And if you dislike it as much as she does, is that difficult to tell people?
Oh, I have to claim ignorance.
You don't even pay attention to it?
I'm smart enough to know I'm ignorant about mm-hmm. rap. I don't know enough about it to discuss it intelligently, but the big rap stars that I'm aware of have turned out, in my opinion, to be much more attractive as movie actors than as singers.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I am, in a way, like Nan, like a lot of old fuddy-duddy people who can't I can't quite get with it. So I do tune it out. I do tune out rap music, I think.
Now, I know before you started writing novels that you worked as an editor of Cemetery Business and Legal Guide.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah, I think that's great. What were the magazine articles like?
It was latest developments in perpetual care and all sorts of wild things like that. Lawsuits about bodies being switched or the most effective way to burn corpses.
Now, this seems like stuff that's not bad to know if you're writing mystery novels.
It does. Whatever I retained sometimes comes in handy, but you don't retain very much. Because I also did proofreading and copy editing on all kinds of books. Novels, poetry books, medical textbooks, that sort of thing. I don't know how I came to be in publishing, but I do recall when I was little, I must have been 8 or 9 years old, and I happened upon a fight that two other children were having. And you know how kids, when they're fighting, you don't know what the fight's all about. But one is saying, yes, I am, and the other one is saying, no, you're not. Well, these kids, the dialogue I heard was, one kid said, yes, I'm is, and the other kid said, no, you am not. And I think I probably went home and wrote it in my notebook, and somehow my obsession with grammar started in that way. But I swear, that's one story that I remember from childhood. It's true.
Charlotte Carter, her new mystery is called Coq au Vin. This is Fresh Air.